电影，但是我也看了几部。
And when you watch a few, you start seeing patterns in these movies.
当你看这些电影的时候，你就开始从这些电影中看见一些，就是它情节有一些可以我们找到它，有一些可能我们能猜到的地方。
And sometimes you have often you have a setting in an isolated place. It could be an island or far away remote location.
很常见的一个场景就是你可能被困在一个比较孤独的地方，可能是一个小岛啊，或者是一个人造的这么一个禁闭的地方。
And then you're isolated from the rest of the world. Maybe the cell tower goes off or something.
就是你在这样一种情景中，你就和这个外界失去了联系，比如说你的这个电话就完全打不出去。
And then the main character is getting trouble because they do something stupid.
这个主角肯定就会遇到一些麻烦，因为他肯定做了一些事情。
And then they miss some very obvious clues along the way.
他们也会，他们在这个情节发展中会就是忽略到一些信息，使他们就是陷入这个麻烦中。
And before something bad happens, there's a change in music, there's a change in lighting.
当这个这些坏的事情要在这些电影中发生的时候，它这个场景啊，或者它这个音乐啊，都会有突然的变化。
And you know something's gonna happen before it happens.
就是说你其实当这个事情还没有情节还没有发生的时候，你就知道接下来会发生什么情节。
But patterns like this aren't just found in horror movies.
但是这些的情节这样的模式不仅仅是在这些恐怖电影中会这样。
Every type of movie has a certain pattern they follow.
每一种类型的电影，他们都有他自己的模式。
And it's the same in novels and literature.
在这些小说或者是这些文学作品中也是这样的。
Right, and it's the same for the Bible. When we read the Bible, there's certain conventions, there's certain types of literature that we have to be aware of.
当我们阅读圣经的时候，其实也是一样的道理。这有它的模式，也有一些我们需要去知道的地方。
And the passage we just read.
当这些我们今天所读的这些经文。
There's some storyline we can follow. There's some basic storyline anyone can follow.
就有一些，它当然是这个故事，我们可以去知道它是怎么样的。
In this vision, there are beasts that come out of the sea, and these beasts represent different kings and kingdoms.
就这些，它的不同的这些野兽会从海里出来，它们这些野兽其实代表的是不同的王朝。
But to understand this passage and other parts of the Old Testament and the Book of Revelation, we need to understand this specific genre of literature called apocalyptic literature.
当我们能更深入的去了解这个，从这个旧约圣经所来的这些经文和启示录的一些经文的时候，我们要知道这里面有一种形式叫做象形的流派。
And apocalyptic literature is a literature that reveals something.
这些象形的这个文字流派，就是说它会揭示一些事情。
It uses symbolism to reveal a prophecy, what's going to happen in the future.
它揭示这些事情的方法就是用一些象形的，比如说一些图画呀，这些描述啊，去来揭示这些。
And the symbols are often drawn from earlier biblical imagery or the ancient Near Eastern mythology, so that the nations around them at that time.
这些图片，可能很多都是从这些很古老的圣经里面的这些描述，或者是从当时在中东地区它的一些象形的一些神话中所出来的。
And we must be careful not to read it apocalyptic literature the same way we read history, biographies, or instructional letters.
所以说我们读这些文学，这些 描述的时候，我们就不能像读其他的文学描述那样去理解它。So
let's walk through these four beasts. Go to Daniel chapter 7.
让我们来看一下这个四个野兽，让我们翻到但以理书第七节。The
first thing we realize is that these beasts come out of the ocean, out of the sea.
我们第一件事情看到的就是这些野兽都是从海里来的。To
the ancient Israelites and to the Babylonians, the sea was a place of chaos and a source of invasions.
对这些古代的巴比伦人来说，他这些海里面出来的东西就是一个混乱。
And even thousands of years later, European explorers would put on those maps, here be dragons in the unknown parts of the sea.
我们看这些古代的地图，我们就看见它上面有一些 符号或者是标注，说这里面 有一些古代的龙。
You're traveling the sea was dangerous.
因为当时的时候在海上的航行是非常的危险的。
There are huge creatures that are unknown. There are storms, there are waves, and directions are kind of unknown.
因为有不知道什么的这种大型的海洋的野兽，或者是它的天气 会暴风也随时 会来、然后这个在海里面辨别方向也是非常困难的。
We make our living on land. We live on land and we have a natural fear of these huge bodies of water.
因为对我们人类来说，我们人类是一直住在陆地上的一直住在陆地上，所以说我们天生的就会害怕这个对这个海洋产生害怕。
And even the Bible, lots of times the water will represent chaos or cause chaos.
在这个圣经中，这个水这个东西也是很多次的用来表现这个混乱，或者是一些非常危机的情况。
During Noah's flood, there was chaos throughout the whole land that wiped away every living creature except for those in the ark.
当在诺亚的时代，这就有大洪水，它这个大洪水把所有的把所有的生物都给淹死了，除了在这个方舟里面的这些人和动物。
And when God parted the Red Sea with Moses, he gave them a way out, escape out of the chaos. And when the sea closed back in,The Egyptian army was swept away.
当摩西他打开红海，让以色列人通过红海的时候，也是他通过这个方法把这个埃及的这些追兵挡在了后面。
In the book Isaiah, we see that God is the slayer of sea monsters.
在以赛亚书，我们就看见了就如下的看见。
Was it not you who cut Rahab to pieces? Rahab was a sea monster.Pierced that monster through. Was it not you who dried up the sea, the waters of the great deep, who made it roll in the depths of the sea so that the redeemed might cross over it?
就不是你吗？使海水与深渊的水干涸，使海水的深处变为俗民经过之路的，不是你吗？
So God is taking the sea monster, slaying it, drying up the sea so that the redeemed God's people can go across it.
就神为他的子民开路，他把这些海里的猛兽去战胜他们。
Jesus showed that he was powerful by calming the storms on the Sea of Galilee.
然后耶稣也向他的门徒展示了在加利利海使风暴平息，展示了他的权柄。
And in the book of Revelation, one of the first descriptions we have of the new heaven, the new earth, is that there's no more sea.
在启示录中，我们也看见，有一部分就是说，这里面不会再有海洋。
So, the sea is a place where foreigners come to invade and where chaos happens.
这个海洋就是这些外来侵入者和这些外族的来侵略的一个地方。
Also, Israel's invaders came to the sea.
很多来侵略以色列的，就是这些国家都是从海经过海来到。
So we see these four beasts that rose from the turbulent sea with the winds flowing from the four corners of the earth.
我们就看见了这四个兽从海里来。
They are bearers of chaos in opposition to the shalom of peace of God and the law of God that He wants in Israel.
Sorry.
They bring chaos to these beasts are meant to bring chaos to God's people.
这些野兽他们来的目的就是要带来混乱。
They're foreign powers who do not submit to the laws of Israel or the God of Israel.
这些外来的力量，他们不会屈服于神的屈服于神的律法。
And if you look in Daniel chapter 7, the beasts are terrifying. They're grotesque and natural.
从但以理书，我们就看见这些野兽是非常的可怕的。
They are hybrid creatures.
他们也不是从自然而来的野兽，而是一些有相当于混合来的野兽。
So for the Israelites, they're not allowed to crossbreed animals.
对以色列人来说，他们其实是杂交这样的动物是不允许的。
So when they have a hybrid animal like this, it's really doubly frightening and natural.
当他们看见这些野兽的时候，这些不自然的野兽的时候，就是非常的可怕。
All four beasts were frightening, but the fourth one was especially terrifying.
所有的这四个野兽都非常的可怕，但是第四个尤为可怕。
And we know that, in the latter part of chapter 7, that these kingdoms, these beasts refer to kingdoms on earth which affect the nation of Israel.
在第七章的后面，我们就看见这些野兽其实是代表不同的国家，他们都和以色列有着很密切的关系。
And if you remember when we talk about Daniel chapter 2, these are the same four kingdoms.
就是从但以理书第二章，我们就看见这其实是四个不同的王朝。
In Daniel chapter 2, the four kingdoms are represented as a statue.
在但以理书第二章的时候，我们看见这四个王朝是用一个雕塑的形式来展示。
And I think that represents the humanity and the civilization of human kingdoms.
这个雕塑就代表了这个人类这个文明。
But here in Daniel chapter 7.The noble metals of civilization is pulled away and exposed. We see the beast underneath.
在第七章的时候，我们就看见这个人类的文明，其实它的这个光鲜的外壳已经被剥去。在从里面的却是很可怕的这野兽的形象。
Underneath the allure of civilization and false peace is frightening and powerful and murderous civilizations.
在这个看似和平的人类文明外表下，其实是一个非常的野蛮残暴的这样一种情况。
And this vision, just like Daniel chapter 2, shows that there are successive human kingdoms, and which will all eventually be taken over by the kingdom of God.
在第七章也是先跟前面一样，我们看见这些王朝，他们都会被别的王朝所取代，但是最终是在神的掌权下。
Daniel wrote this book about 2,500 years ago. 2,400 years ago.
但以理写这本书的时候是2400年前。
Yeah. And so he was living in the kingdom of the first beast.
他是在他但以理居住的时代是这个第一个野兽所代表的时代。
Today we can start looking back in history and try to identify some of these kingdoms.
但是从今天我们可以回看历史，然后来找到其他的野兽代表的朝代。
So、the first beast was the lion with wings like the eagle.
这第一个野兽就是一个就是一个有翅膀的狮子。
So the first was a lion had eagle's wings. I continued watching until his wings were torn off, was lifted up on the ground, sat on his feet like a man, and given human mind.So this beast was like a lion, but then at the end, it was giving a human mind or a human heart.
这个野兽它是一像狮子的一样的一个野兽，但是在最后的时候，它却有一个像人一样的思维。
And this may refer to the kingdom of Babylon under King Nebuchadnezzar.
这可能是代表。这个巴比伦在尼布贾利撒王的时代。
Remember at the end, he just had a change of heart.
我们知道在最后的时候，这个尼布贾利撒王他确实他的心被改变了。
The second was a bear, but it was raised to one side.
第二个野兽是一个熊，但是它一边会比较高一些。
Kind of grotesque, one side high, one side low.
一边比较高，一边比较低。
So we know this as the Medo-Persian Empire, which overtook Babylon.
我们知道这个是米提亚波斯的王朝，他们是在巴比伦王朝之后的一个朝代。
So these two empires had worked together for a brief amount of time before the Persian Empire quickly rose and outgrew the Medes.
这两个米提亚和波斯是两个他们开始的时候是一起相当于是盟友这样，但是经过一段时间，这个波斯波斯王朝它就发展的比米提亚要好很多。
Yeah, so Persians, you can think of Iran and the people there.
就波斯就是在现在的伊朗一带。
So the two empires, they acted as one for a while.But they never had an even sharing of power. Persians were always more powerful.
这两个王朝，他们虽然是在同一时代的盟友，但是他们却他的力量是非常的不均衡的。这波斯王朝，他们他的力量始终都会强一些。
The third beast is a leopard with four wings and four heads.
第三个野兽就是一个有四个翅膀和四个头的豹子。
This is a kingdom of Greece under Alexander the Great.
这个就是在希腊，这个在亚历山大王统治的希腊王朝。
In 12 years, he died very young, but in 12 years he conquered most of the known world. Starting Greece, he went to Egypt, through the Middle East, to Persia, to India.
在这个虽然说这个亚历山大王他在位的时间不是很长，但在他在位的十二年中，他的王朝基本上是已经征服了整个世界，从中亚到一直到最远到印度的地方。
So in 12 years, like a leopard, he went through the whole world.
在十二年中，他的统治就延伸的就像快的像一个豹子一样，就会延伸到整个基本上整个世界。
And when he died, his kingdom was split into four parts, given to four generals.
当他死了的时候，他的王朝就被分成了四部分，给了四个将军。
So it looks like Daniel was looking forward in his vision of this empire that comes quickly.And has four heads.
所以说这个就跟就跟但以理所描述的这个非常快的豹子是非常一致的。
And now the fourth beast was more terrifying than the previous three.
这第四个野兽就是最可怕的一个。
It's terrifying. It's powerful. We think this is Rome.
它非常的可怕，也非常的有权有能力。我们觉得它可能是指的罗马。
Or at least the first part of the speech we think is wrong.
就我们有一部分这个肯定是我们认为它是指的罗马。
So the vision of this speech it changes over time as Daniel watches this speech changes. The first part we think is wrong.
当但以理的对第四个野兽描述的时候，它会有一些变化，但是这个第一部分我们觉得它是指的罗马。
Teeth of iron as he crushed and devours his victims.
它有像铁一样的像铁一样的牙齿，会把它的敌人都撕碎。
And whatever is left was trampled underfoot.
所有都剩下的就他就会在他的踏进他的脚下。
And this was true in Rome as they conquered lands that were relentless.
这个就和罗马当时的情况非常的，他们去征服这个其他的地方非常的相似。
Conquering lands as far as England to Africa and Spain to Asia.
这些地方从英格兰到非洲，从这个西班牙到亚洲。
But Daniel's vision isn't simply the Roman Empire, because it says that it was different from all the other beasts, all three beasts.
但是但以理他的看见也不是说也不是单单指这个罗马的王朝，因为第四个野兽和其他三个都不一样。
There's something categorically different about this empire.It wasn't just another beast.
这第四个野兽，第四个朝代是有，是和前面三个所指的，有本质上的区别的。
And part of this beast it had 10 horns, which were replaced, and then three of them were replaced by another horn.
它有这个野兽有十个角，有三个角被其中的一个小角所取代。
So in the ancient world, especially the ancient Near Eastern world, horns were used to represent power and strength.
在这个近东的地方，远古的时候，这些角都是权力的象征。
So if you think about a huge ox, the horns represent his strength and power.
我们想，比如说一头很健壮的牛的话，它的牛角就是代表了它的力量。
And David picks this up in the Psalms. Actually, lots of places in the Bible pick this up. But he says, the Lord is my rock, my fortress. Right? Those things you think of are powerful and strong. My deliverer, my savior. Like, my God is my rock, in whom I take refuge. My shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold.
在诗篇十八章大卫就说耶和华是我的岩石我的山寨我的救主我的神我的磐石我所投靠的他是我的盾牌是拯救我的脚是我的高台
So out of this one kingdom there are 10 strong kingdoms that come out of it
在这一个朝代中就有十个在一个这样一个帝国中有十个这样的帝国就从这里面出来
And then eventually three of them will get replaced by another one
这其中的三个就会被另外一个所取代
So perhaps this is a prophecy And this is a part we don't know Because this is still yet future for us But we think it could be the remnants of the Roman Empire As the European nations which come out of it
虽然说这个这些事情所预料的还没有在我们现在这个时代还没有发生但是我们觉得这十个角就比隐喻的是在罗马的这个王朝之后所创建的这些欧洲的国家
So we can think of these as Western civilization people that kept the Roman language the Latin roots and kept traces of Roman common lawTheir culture.
就是这些西方的国家很多他们的语言和他们的文化都是从罗马而延伸来的
But as I said, we don't know exactly who these 10 are or if we are because they're yet future and the 10 could just be a round number
我们现在还不知道这个十个角和这个所说的三个角到底就是指什么东西但是它有可能这个十个它可能是一个只是一个大概的数字
But we do know this out of the three horns were uprooted and then another horn stands in this final yeah
但是我们所知道的就是有一个还有一个小角会取代这三个角
yeah so verse 8 Daniel chapter 7 verse 8While I was concerning the horns, suddenly another horn, a little one, came up among them. And three of the first horns were uprooted before it. And suddenly in this horn, there were eyes, like the eyes of a human and a mouth that was speaking arrogantly.
所以说在但以理书
So anyways, this horn speaks arrogant words against God. This last horn, that last little horn speaks arrogant words against God.
这第最后一个角就是对就是非常自大的向神去挑战。
And he's giving a human eye to show his intelligence.
这个角也有一个人的眼睛代表了他的智慧。
He's arrogant, he speaks blasphemy against God, and he oppresses God's people.
他非常的有自大，但是他也有智慧，但他是却是敌对神和神的子民的。
There is one person at the end of time that will do this. One kingdom, one king.
在末世的时候，就会有这么一个朝代，一个君王会这样做。
But this is a pattern that also happens out through history. People in pride set themselves up against God.
在历史中，这也是所已经发生过的，就是有一些人和朝代，他非常的自大，去对抗神。
So, we know when we look at history, right? The Tower of Babel, people were arrogant. They set their hearts to make themselves a name, which rivals God's name.
在圣经中，我们也读到，神有很多有一些人把自己的骄傲作为敬拜的对象。
Goliath did it right when he stood up and he mocked God and God's army.
在哥利亚他就是这样做的，他高高在上去嘲笑神的子民。
Nebuchadnezzar did it right when he set up on the plains of Babylon an image for people to worship.
尼布甲尼撒王也是这样做的，他就为自己造他让他的国家的人民都去敬拜他，好像敬拜神一样。
Human arrogance in replacing ourselves in the place of God will continue until this final occurrence in the fourth beast.
这个人类的这个骄傲自大，他都会时常出现，直到这最后一个兽来临的时候。
And then this one powerful king will be silenced and destroyed forever.
但这个最后的一个王就会被永远的打败。
And today, as we see people's arrogance, government arrogance, we know that they're just shadows of this beast to come.
当今天的时候我们看见了有非常 自高自大的人或者自高自大的政府，我们就看好像看见了第四个兽的影子。
We live among people with tremendous pride in human accomplishments.
我们现在所生活的一个时代就是就是我们就是非常抬高人的人类所取得的成就的时代。
They seek to replace a central place of honor and glory that belongs to God withhuman rules and human systems.
这个时代就是我们就这个时代的趋势就是要去把人所得到的成就。
We don't have time to go through all of it, but you can think of like maybe the communist regimes of the 20th century who through human logic try to replace God.
我们没有时间去举很多的例子，但是就像在二十世纪的时候，这共产主义就一种就是以一种无神论的来取代这个神。
Or the 21st century pursuit of secular humanism. So the idea that we can build a world based on human reason apart from God.
也是在我们现在二十世纪所追求的要以一个人道主义来建造这样一个社会。
At the end of, okay, now back to Daniel chapter 7, at the end of verse 8, Daniel'svision of the beast turns to a different part of the vision. He looks in the ancient days it's introduced.
在但以理书第九章的时候，他就他的眼光就他描述第四个猛兽的时候就发生了一些变化。
So this ancient days is God. Go to verse 9, Daniel chapter 7 verse 9.
看见我们来看但以理书第九章。
Thrones were brought up and set in place, and the ancient days took his seat. 。The thrones were brought out, right? Thrones where judges sit are brought out, and the ancient days, God himself takes a seat.
这个王座，这个宝座都被移去了，然后神自己来到。
This is not a palace.
这不是一个宫殿。
It's a chariot of fire with blazing wheels.
这个它这是一个这是一个轮子燃着火的战车。
God is at war.
神是在神是一个征战的状态来到。
He's riding through the earth, judging nations.
他来到这个世界要来审判这些国这些朝代。
The river of fire is for punishment, and the slain beast and its boastful horn were thrown into this blazing fire.
这个火，这个火的河这像火一样的河就是神他的惩罚。这些脚都会被扔入火中。
And at the end of verse 10, we see that the books are open. It's time for judgment.
在第十节的时候，我们看见这个书已经打开，然后审判就开始了。
We see God as a holy judge, dressed in white, pure, moral.
我们看见神，他是一个公平的法官，穿着白色的衣服。
He's the ancient days, the one who sets the foundations of the earth, whose judgment cannot be questioned. 。So he was there before the kingdoms came. He's the one who establishes the earth. He's the ancient days. He's always there.
就神是永在自在的。
So as we see this vision, we should get a sense of awe.As God is sitting on the one of the thrones judging the earth.
我们看见这个异象的时候，我们就知道神是来审判这个世界。
The terrifying, grotesque, hybrid beasts give way to another kind of horror, another kind of terror. The terror of standing a sinner standing in the presence of the holy God.
这些野兽他们的可怕其实已经他们的可怕已经屈服于神所带来审判的可怕。
And if that's not enough, Daniel introduces another person in this vision, another figure in the vision. Go to verse 11.
在十一章我们看见
verse 13.
在十三章我们看见 但以理他描述了另外的一个另外的一个人。
He says one like a son of man.
这个词语他用的就是人子。
So son of man can just be man, right? If you had a son, if you're a man, you had a son, your son is a man. So son of man could just be saying a man came out.
这个人子的意思就是说，也可以就从字面上来理解，就是一个父亲的儿子。
But we know something is different, right? Because he was coming with clouds of heaven. He came in the clouds.
但是我们知道他这里面不一样的，就是他是乘坐云而来的。
Who rides on clouds?
谁会乘坐云而来呢
？People don't ride on clouds, right?
人不会乘坐云而来。
When we think of cloud riders, we think of God or gods. We think of gods riding on clouds. We don't think of people riding on clouds.
当我们去得到这样一个从乘云而来的这样一个形象的时候，我们就会想到神。
Every culture in the Middle East at that time, and even most a lot of cultures around the world, you would think of the person who rides a cloud being God and not a simple human being.
在这个中东当时的文化和或者是世界上很多文化中，如果有乘云而来的话，我们就会想到神。
Even in Chinese mythology, right, you had a god riding on a cloud, the river god riding on a cloud on chariot pulled by dragons.
就在这个中国古代的神话中，也是比如说有河里的神仙，他们就会乘云而来。
And the Babylonians had the same concept.
在巴比伦也有相似的观点。
In fact, Israel had the same concept of God, right? Psalm 68:4. Sing to God, sing in praise of His name. Exalt Him who rides on the clouds. Rejoice before Him. His name is the Lord.
在诗篇中就六十八章说，你们当向神唱诗，歌颂他的名，为那坐车行过旷野、修平大路，他的名是耶和华，要在他面前欢乐。
So we know that when we see a man on a cloud, there's something divine about this man, some sort of divinity associated with this man.
当我们看见这个乘云而来的人的时候，我们就会想到他的一些神性。
And the actions of the Son of Man makes it more clear that he's divine.
这个人的行为使我们知道他确实是就是神。
He's led into the presence of God, giving authority, glory, sovereign power, and worship.
他就以神的形象来到，他有神的权柄，有神的荣耀，还有神所应得的敬拜。
And then he's given eternal kingdom. This has to be God, but no mere human can be worshipped and can inherit the kingdom of God this way.
然后他会继承这个永远的国，所以说这个就表明这个人肯定是神，因为没有任何的人会得到这样的产业。
And Jesus picks up his title Son of Man from here.
所以说耶稣他的称呼也是叫做人子。
This is Jesus' favorite phrase to describe himself, the Son of Man.
这个人子这个称呼是耶稣他最喜欢的称呼。
And in doing so, he shows his followers that he is God, but he shows the rest of the world he's human.
所以说这样他通过这样的称呼，他耶稣让他的跟随者知道他是神，也让其他的人类知道他也是人。
It wasn't until the time when he was about to be crucified that he makes it clear to all people that the Son of Man that he's referring to is referring to Daniel chapter 7.
当他耶稣在就要在耶稣被钉十字架之前，他才向整个世界，他让整个世界知道他所说的人子就是但以理七章所指的人子。
So when the high priest was questioning him, he says,Are you the Messiah? You're the one that the Jewish Messiah that we expected. And then Jesus answers, so I am. And he said, I'm God. And you see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of the Mighty One and coming on the clouds of heaven. So he refers to Daniel chapter 7 and says, hey, I am the Son of Man. Not just any human, but I am the Messiah, your God that you expected.
就像大祭司他去质问耶稣的时候，问耶稣是神吗？耶稣就肯定的回答说他是神。
And the high priest knows his Old Testament, and he knew what Jesus is saying. So he says, why do you need more witness? You have heard blasphemy, right? If any man can claim himself to be God, it's again, he must be saying blasphemy against God.
因为这个大祭司他是非常的知道旧约的，他知道如果有人他自称是神的话，就是对神的一种亵渎。
So when we go back to Daniel chapter 7, we realize this prophecy is about Jesus. Jesus will come, he will judge, and he will reign.
所以说在但以理第七章的时候，其实是对耶稣再来的一个预言。他会再来，他会耶稣会统治这个世界。
It is Jesus who is fully human, who is fully divine.And will be handed the kingdom of God.
所以说这个这个耶稣是有所有的人的属性的，他但最终会得到神的国。
It is Jesus who is the King of the eternal kingdom.
所以说耶稣他才是一个这个永远长存的时代的长存的朝代的神。
Now at the end of chapter 7,
在第七章的最后。
Daniel writes, this is the end of the account. As for me, Daniel, my thoughts terrify me greatly, and my face turned pale, but I kept the matter to myself. So Daniel was deeply troubled by the end of this vision. It's okay. Daniel was deeply troubled.
所以说但以理在当时的时候他非常的他心里是非常的恐惧的。
And as we read this, we should be troubled, right?
当我们读到这样的时候，我们的心里其实是非常的恐惧的。
We should be troubled because these beasts are terrifying.
我们心里面有恐惧，是因为这些野兽非常的可怕。
And they have been, and they will be. They will be destruction. They will be pride, and they will be judgment.
他们所知道的这些，他们的高傲，他们的高傲都会被审判。
But we should also be hopeful that we know how things will end.
我们心中也要存着希望，因为我们知道这些事情的这些事的结局。
And we know ultimately that Jesus will sit on the throne.
我们知道最终的时候，耶稣会在宝座上掌权。
So we can identify some of these beasts with historical kingdoms.It is also significant that these beasts represent human government in general.
我们可以从我们可以把这些所描述的这些兽和一些古代的朝代联系起来，也知道这些兽其实是指的现在的一些政府。
So these evil governments, evil humans are in operation today.
这些政府可能现在正在我们当时的时候统治。
So for many Christians who are persecuted around the world, this vision gives hope.
所以说对于这些在世界中受到逼迫的这些基督徒来说，这些基督徒来说，我们有这样的看见，其实是给我们希望。
Jesus will reign as the Son of Man who rides on the clouds.
耶稣他会以人子的形象在乘云而来。
In Burma, Buddhist leaders are persecuting Christians.
在缅甸，这个佛教的这些领袖都会去逼迫基督徒。
Open Doors reports that more than 100,000 Christians live in IDP, internally displaced camps, deprived of access to food and health care. In some instances, Buddhist monks have invaded church property and built Buddhist shrines on church premises. Communities who aim to stay Buddhist only.Make life for Christian families impossible by not allowing them to use the community water resources.
就是长话短说，就是在这些佛教的在缅甸的有很多佛教的这样他们会去逼迫基督徒，会让他们把他们抓起来，也让他们得不到一些生活最基本的一些水源啊，一些食物啊。
The Burmese Christians can endure suffering because they know.That oppressors will one day be judged with flaming fire, while they go in peace with God.
这些缅甸的基督徒，他们应该心存希望，因为他们知道在有一天，神会回来 他们会和神一起，然后神会回来审判 这一切的。
The Associated Press reports that in China, government is racketing up a crackdown on Chinese congregations in Beijing and several provinces, destroying crosses, burning Bibles, shutting churches, and ordering followers to sign a paper renouncing their faith.
在中国也是在很多的教会受到政府的迫害，在有教堂被毁，有十字架被拆，也有一些信主的人，他们会被政府强行的让他们去否定他们的信仰。
Other reports tell government the government replacing crosses and images of Jesus with images of President Xi Jinping.
也有在中国，他们会把教会耶稣的像换成这个国家总理的国家主席的像。
And when we read Daniel, we expect this. We expect the arrogance of Nebuchadnezzar to continue on through modern day rulers and ultimately into the little horn.
当我们读但以理书的时候，我们就知道他这些自高自大会最终的来代替这些其他的角。
But Chinese believers and Chinese leaders know that they can stand up against the government and contend for the faith, contend for the gospel's truthfulness and grace, because they know Jesus will rule.
但是在我相信，在中国的基督徒也，他们也可以站起来去反对这一切，因为他们知道在末世的时候，耶稣会再次掌权。
The government may win the battle today, but the eternal kingdom belongs to God.
这个这些政府可能会在一时的这些行为这些行动上胜利，但是我们要知道的是，神最终会赢得这个战斗的胜利。
In Nigeria, Muslim extremists are seeking blood and setting up Sharia law, where they're displacing Christians by the millions.
在尼日利亚，这些穆斯林有些教徒，他们会去杀害基督徒。
But the Christians can keep their faith and turn the other cheek, knowing that no secular or Islamic government will stand up on the day of Christ.
但是这些受迫害的基督徒，他们也知道在神再来的时候，他们一定会战胜这所有的情况。
The visions of Daniel continue to give hope to persecuted Christians around the world.
在但以理的这个他的看见就会持续的给世上的基督徒以希望。
We're not under any kind of intense persecution, but we know the world is messed up.
我们虽然在这里没有受到很严重的逼迫，但是我们知道这个世界是非常的混乱的。
And some of us will hope in politics.
有一些人他会觉得他会觉得我们要把希望寄托在这个政治身上。
And yeah, I think you should go vote on Tuesday.
我也同意，因为我们应该在下周二的时候去投票。
But don't put your hope in there.
但是却不要把你的所有的希望都放在上面。
Some put their hope in education or technology or arts.
有一些人他会把他的希望寄托在教育，或者是寄托在教育上。
Don't, because our only hope is in God.
我也劝你不要这么做，因为我们唯一的希望是神。
On this passage, you also know that we can trust God because He not only knows the future, He determines and judges history.
从这个经文中，我们也可以知道，神不仅是知道未来的，而且他会来审判。
God on His chariot throne is more powerful than any human kingdom can withstand.
神坐战车而来，他的力量是比世上所有的君王都强大的。
Thank God that we're citizens of His eternal kingdom.
感谢神，我们是神国的子民。
And let us praise for eternal King Jesus, the Son of Man.Who descended from the clouds to bring us into His kingdom?
让我们也感谢人子基督耶稣来到世上，把我们带入他的国。
To Him be authority, glory, sovereign power, and worship and dominion forever.
愿 愿他得所有的荣耀权柄都归于他。
Thank you.